Now, in that service, I said, we'll go directly to this morning's service at the cathedral. But that service occurred a couple weeks ago. And we are going to this morning's service at the cathedral. We're live now. That was a rerun from a couple of weeks ago. We're live now. And about 30 minutes from now, more or less, we will take you to the cathedral for this morning's service. It's January 11th, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
That ought to give you your cue. January 11th, this morning's service. We're interested in your reactions to this morning's service. I started about 7 messages and didn't finish any of them. I discussed with my wife this afternoon. That means for the next 7 weeks, I've got to figure out how to finish the 7 things I started this morning. It'll be interesting to get your reaction to this morning's service. And it will come up about 30 minutes from now. But for 30 minutes, I want to just have a good time with you. How many of you read the obituary memorializing Jake Hess in the Los Angeles Times? Tell you what the Chicago-owned paper, which planet they dwell on. The last 7 to 10 years of his active music ministry, he had the function equivalent to what George Beverly Shea had with Billy Graham, with my ministry here. More people in the 7 to 10 years that he was a featured soloist with our ministry. Jake Hess was heard by more people than he was heard in his entire lifetime, previous and after. And during the early years at King's House 1, before we moved into the cathedral, his son and daughter were also part of the ministry here. And they even did a weekly half-hour program on the network. In his later years, Jake developed a serious heart condition, and he would fly in on Saturday from Nashville and fly back on Sunday night or Monday, and did that for years down at the cathedral. And he not only was every week on television all over Los Angeles and over the whole world with this network, the reruns kept him before this audience for at least 15 years. One of his famous songs, Peace in the Valley, I used to kid him a lot because Jake had his own style and he would say, Pais, there will be Pais in the valley. He's come to that Pais now. Jake is an institution in the music world, has been for years, and people ask, well, did you ever sing with Elvis Presley? They tried to say a lot about his relationship with Elvis in the newspaper, and he said no, because he sang the same part that Elvis sings. He had an influence on Elvis as the statesman and the Blackwood Brothers had. Elvis grew up in the First Assembly of God in Memphis, Tennessee. I used to preach for James Hamill there for years, the home of the Blackwood Brothers Quartet. Elvis dreamed of singing with the Blackwood Brothers, and they told him he couldn't sing good enough. So he went out on his own. We used to have him here all the time, Blackwood Brothers, James, J.D. Sumner, who ultimately became the continuing bass singer with the backup for Elvis. And Jake's an institution in the music world. He went from here, not having to fly all the time, and was working with music groups that featured his tapes and records and sold them. But his ministry was here for many years, and a little memory tonight, I'd like to play Jake for the people that came to love Jake. And he used to say to me, Gene, you know, he says, I used to say to Elvis, There are singers, and then there's you. You walk a path all your own. And I remember him saying to me once when I was lamenting the fact that I had to walk alone to pursue the truth that God was revealing to me and open up the scripture without worrying what a presbytery board or a deacon board in Poxakeepe, Mississippi might think. And he said, like Elvis, you got to walk alone. It was wonderful to have the years together. Here's Jake singing in the cathedral, Peace in the Valley. We had some fun during those days, too. I think some of you know what's coming. I always enjoy playing this because I get to look at my dad, my mother sitting over there, and Dan and Ethel have gone on to their reward. Jake and Dad are probably singing together right now. But when Jake's boy was with us, he and his dad used to sing, Take Me to the Water. And one of the times here on the festival, we had the musical Tharp family with us as guests, and the Statesman Quartet was here. So you'll see in the background J.D. Sumner, maybe Hovey Lister. Hovey's gone to his reward. J.D., those great Statesman Quartet singers, they were all there. You'll see them all cracking up. But there was something about this song that Jake and his boy couldn't get through it. And I remember an Easter sunrise service, one of those that I was pushed into speaking at. But I think Jesus came out of the tomb at dusk, the start of the Hebrew day. And sunrise is another one of those heathen encroachments. But a sunrise service down at one of the South Bay cities. And they went along to sing it, and they did the same thing there. They couldn't get through the song. Take me to the water. And it seems like the closer they got to the beach, the more it broke them up. But this was the fun side of the years with Jake Cass. Let this go. When we have two services during this 7 to 11 o'clock time on 56, you don't call in and make your reservations. Now, we'll be here taking phone calls during the service. Get your reservations in, particularly you who were there this morning. You should have already made them anyway. But, that was a lot of fun. I'm sorry we had to have that big black blob there that covered up a phone number that we've discontinued and no longer use. But the musicians still have some infectious fun when they practice. After that, I thought maybe I'll show you our band and Melissa breaking up last night. They were practicing a song in the garden, not one that you normally get into laughing fits about. It's, I came to the garden alone. But they had the blind still up that gives the white background to that clear plastic board that I write on. So you couldn't see the band behind. But Dan had a fixation on boom, 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 boom. He does some funny things with the guitar sometimes. Like this morning, that whang, whang sound he got in that song, I Go to the Rock This Morning. I mean, that new vibrator you put in that guitar. Whatever it takes. But, Dan's sort of fixed, and he can't see Melissa because the blind's up. And he's, when she's broken up, can't sing anymore, he's just phong, 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 phong. And you'll see once when she finally stops laughing, she looks at the camera and says, he's still playing. You want to see this?
Yes, sir.
I came to the garden alone, but she's not very alone in this song. We're going to all watch the... Let's let it go, since we're just having a good time. It's good you didn't hear what she said to you then. Come on. One of the pastors of that sunrise service said to me, says, after Jake and Chris broke up down at that service, "What water are they drinking?" he said. "Did you enjoy that?"
"Yes, sir."
Now get busy. Get on the telephone, because about 9:28, a few minutes from now, we're going to go to the morning service today in the cathedral. But I thought you'd enjoy this, and it's nice to put this warm memory to Jake Hess. And he stepped on that boat. Death in the New Testament's on a Lucio's. Upward loosening. He has been turned loose to begin life eternal, not an ending. And we have more warm memories of Jake here. I'm sorry the time did not recognize the contribution that he made to this city. Get on the telephone.